Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Nun Tes, the second to last daf of the third parak of Maseches Bava Basra. We left off, we read the Mishnah yesterday about having chazakos on leaders and gutters, and we're going to discuss today three different explanations of a marzev not having a chazaka, but yesh l'makomo chazaka. What does that mean, that there's no chazaka for it, but there is a chazaka for its makom? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a bal chatzer, if I own a chatzer and your roof has been dumping water into my chatzer every time it rains, can I claim a right to that water? If you want to close up your roof, can I say, no, I'm entitled to the water that's been dumped from your roof over the years, and that I get to continue to have a right to that water? The Gemara is then going to discuss details of when exactly a chalon has a chazaka, when can you have a chazaka on a window, and when exactly a neighbor can be mocha on a chalon, and you could say, I don't want you to have a window over there. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is going to talk about a chazaka on a ledge that protrudes from your roof into a neighbor's chatzer. If you have a ledge on which to hang things, can you say that you have a chazaka on such a ledge? The Gemara is going to discuss, can the Baal Chatzer tell the Baal Gag, I don't want you to use that ledge, because every time you go out on that ledge, you're going to see right into my Chatzer, and that's going to be a Hezek Re'iyah, that's going to be an invasion of my privacy. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about opening up new windows, new homes, or new home extensions into a Chatzer HaShutfin, that we already both have rights to this Chatzer. So as it is, you already have to deal with me being there a lot of the time. Can I open up a new doorway into that chatzer from new places? Or is that overstepping my usage of that, the usage I'm entitled to in that chatzer? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, whether chazaka on a window happens right away, but everyone agrees that chazaka on a wall to block a window, that would happen right away. That if you didn't say anything, you have a window and I built a wall to block that window, so that's a chazaka right away. So along the course of this daf, we're going to hit the topic of Zenen of Zalachasuk Kofan al Midas Sodom, and we're going to hit the topic of Hezek Re'iyah, which is much of what the beginning of the Masechta was about. So some very major discussions that come up over here. So let's see the Gemara right at the beginning. Maya Marzev Ein Lo Chazaka V'Yesh Lo Makom HaChazaka. What do we mean when we say that a Marzev, which is a small pipe that they would put at the end of the gutters to allow the water to drain out, what does it mean that it doesn't have a Chazaka, but Yesh Lo Makom HaChazaka, that its Makom has a Chazaka? Three explanations. Number one, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hachi Kamar. HaMarzev Ein Lo Chazaka Mirachachas, V'Yesh Lo Makom HaChazaka Mishtei Ruchos. That it may not have a Chazaka on which direction, on which side of the gutter I place it, but that I'm allowed to have it there, that's for sure. Meaning, you're allowed to make me move it from one side to the other side, but you're not allowed to take it away entirely. Second explanation, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Hamar Zevin Lo Chazaka, Shimaya Aruch Mekatzro, V'yesh Lo Makom HaChazaka, Shimbala Okro Eno Okro. That if the Marzi was too long, so you as the Baal Chatzar have the right to say that I have to shorten it, I have to cut it down. But you want to completely uproot it, you want to completely take it away, that you can't do. I do have enough of a chazaka that you're not permitted to take away the marziv that I've had there for a while. Third explanation, Rabbi Yirmi Baraba Amar, HaMarziv in l'chazaka, Shimrotze Livnos Tachtav Bone. If the Baal HaChatzer wants to build something underneath the area where the marziv hangs over, where the marziv protrudes, he's allowed to do that. Just because you have the air rights of having a marziv hang into my chatzer doesn't mean that I lost the ground rights of my chatzer. So I'm still allowed to build something on the ground beneath the marziv. V'yesh l'makom chazaka shimbala okro en okro. But I can't say that I want to build up so high that I want to knock away your marzev. I want to take away the marzev. That I can't do. I can't uproot it, but I'm certainly allowed to build underneath it. So says the Gemara, let's analyze these three opinions. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hamaschila yesh lo chazaka, that even though a marzev is ein lo chazaka, in whatever sense a marzev does not have a chazaka, a maschila does have a chazaka. So Maschila, the Rashbam explained in the Mishnah, is Hutzinor Hagadol Machzik Kol Orech Hagag. It is the gutter. It goes across the entire length of the roof. Umilsa de Kviyusu, and it is something that is much more kavua than the Marzev, which is where all that water ends up and just takes it further away from the house. So Maschila's Yesh Lo Chazaka. So what did Marzev Ein Lo Chazaka mean? That Maschila Yesh Lo Chazaka is that a Maschila would not be that way. So Bishlam Lamand Yamar Hanach Tarti Shapir. If you say like the first two explanations, that a Marzev Ein Lo Chazaka means that the guy could make me move it from one side to the other side, so by Maschila, it's a Dover Kvius, he can't make me move it from one place to the other. Or if you say that Marzev Ein Lo Chazaka, that if it was long, he's able to tell me that I have to be Mekatzer, that I need to make it shorter. So I understand, by Maschila, he can't make me cut it down. He does not have the right to do that. I have a Chazaka on the Maschila as it currently is. But if you can say Marzev Ein Lo Chazaka means that the Bala Chatzer is allowed to build underneath the protruding Marzev in his own Chatzer, well, my Nafkalemina, why wouldn't he be able to do the same thing by a Maschila? Why is it that when I have a Maschila that protrudes out into his chatzer, all of a sudden he loses the right to build underneath it? As Rashbam writes, "My nafkale mina le bal maschila ibani bal chatzer tusa." Why would the bal maschila care if the bal chatzer builds something underneath it? Halo mafsin midi ubal chatzer lo shibe lo chatzer le maschila so davar shere mazik lo. He's not losing anything. The bal maschila is not losing anything, and the bal chatzer certainly never gave up the rights in his chatzer for something that hasn't made any difference to the bal maschila. So it says we're now hachav maschila shall binyan naskina, and we're talking about a maschila that was made out of stone. Where he's going to say to him, look, you're going to build a structure underneath it. It's going to shake the ground and it's going to ruin the wall upon which the maschila is built. It's going to basically compromise the structural integrity of my maschila if you get involved in a construction project right here. If you look at the Rashbam, he says, but by a marzev, apparently, even if it's shalbinyan, even if it's made out of stone, it's not going to really have any major effect. Inami haydeka maflik bein marziv l'maschila, haynu mishum destam marziv shaleitz v'stam maschila shalavanim. Or maybe the difference between a marziv and maschila is not that by a marziv, even if it were shalbinyan, I would have no right to tell you not to build underneath it. No, maybe the chilik is not really between a marziv and a maschila, the chilik is between something made out of avanim and something made out of eitz. It's just that typically a marziv is made out of eitz, typically a maschila is made out of avanim. So that's two deos in the Rashbam over here. Why do we distinguish between a marziv and a maschila if, after all, the guy building underneath it is going to compromise its structural integrity? So first day in the Rashbam is because a maschila is more of a kavua item, and therefore we're more concerned about its structural integrity. And second day in the Rashbam is that no, a maschila is typically made out of avanim, so it actually will compromise its structural integrity. A marziv is typically made out of eitz, and therefore it won't compromise its structural integrity at all. Tosus points out, maschila shall binyan askinon, aval marziv stamo shall eitz, veinos noso shall binyan. Like the second daya of the Rashbam, that the reason we're not worried about building under a marziv is because probably you made it out of wood, and therefore it's not going to compromise anything. Vim tomar veliflog b'maschila atzma bein shall binyan l'shal eitz. If that's the real chilik, Tosus says, between whether it's made out of wood, where we're not worried about its structural integrity, and being made out of stone, where we are concerned about its structural integrity, so why do we have to be mechalik between a marziv and a maschila? Why don't we just be mechalik within the world of maschila itself, between one that's made out of eitz and one that's made out of even? No, we wanted to let it be known that by a marziv, there's yesh l'makom u'chazaka, so the Mishnah wanted specifically to discuss a marziv, even though in Achinami, this chilik between binyan and eitz applies to maschila as well. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, do these three explanations of what it means that a marzev ein lo chazaka v'yesh lo mekom chazaka, do they argue with each other, or do they all happen to be true? That I'm allowed to tell you that you have to move the marzev to the other side, and if it's long, I'm allowed to tell you to shorten it, And if I want, I'm allowed to build underneath it. Are they all, could they all possibly be true? So the Rif happens to quote all three of these terutzim, and he doesn't paskin between them. He doesn't paskin which one to hold like. So the Rishonim write in understanding the Rif, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, all point out that it sounds that the Rif holds that there is no machlokas halacha. They're all la halacha. And many Rishonim seem to hold that way. The Rashba, the Ran, many Rishonim seem to hold that there is no machlokas over here whatsoever. So based on that, the Rashba and the Ritva write, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, who say, Shem Bola Okro, Eno Okro, means you're not allowed to be Oker Miruach Achas L'Chaverta, Aval Mitzida L'Tzida Shel Osa Ruach Yochala Okro. To move from side to side in the same direction, you're able to, like the Gemara says in the first Teretz. The Rashbam, however, and the Ravid, quoted by the Rashba, say that Rabbi Chanina's answer argues on Rabbi Damar Shmuel's answer. According to Rabbi Damar Shmuel, you could move a Marzev completely from one Ruach to another Ruach. But according to Rabbi Chanina, Yesh L'Mekomo Chazaka means that you're not allowed to be Okrenu Mimekomo Klal. You're not allowed to uproot it from its place whatsoever. So, and the Rashba writes, and the Ritva writes that it's Mistaver, according to this Shita Saravid, that the third answer would be Cholik on the second answer as well. And he would hold that if the Marziv was long, the Baal Chatzar would not be able to tell him to be Makatzerit. So the Rashba says, why didn't Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba say Yesh L'Mekomo Chazaka She'im Baal L'Katzar Oeinu Makatzar? Why didn't he say that that's what Yesh L'Mekomo Chazaka means then? Meaning, if the third answer holds that you can't tell him to shorten it, so why didn't we say that's what Yesh L'Mekomo Chazaka means, to show that we're not holding like the second Teretz, just like Rabbi Chanina said Shem Bola Okro Eino Okro, to show that he's going against Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So that's the kasha that they ask on the Shitas Ravid. But fundamentally, whether there's a machlokas here at all is itself a machlokas Rishonim. Says the Gemara further, about five lines from the top on Daf Nuntes, about five lines from the top of Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Damar Shmuel. So Rabbi Damar Shmuel says as follows: Sinor Mekaleach Mayim L'Chatzer Chavero. If you have a pipe from your roof that's dumping water into my chatzer, and one day you decide you want to plug up that pipe because you want to keep all of the rainwater that's coming down. So the owner of the chatzer in which this water has been dumped for all this time can say, no, you're not allowed to stop the water. I'm entitled to this water. He can say to him, just like you were Kone, my chatzer, as far as the rights of dumping the water are concerned, I was Kone, your right, your roof, as far as the rights of getting the water dumped are concerned. As Rashbam points out, L'didi nami kanili maya de'igrech lahashkos be'mosai shal menas kenis ratzetzi lecha. I want this water to give to my animals to drink. That, why do you think I was okay with all this water being dumped into my chatzer? V'dami l'mekach u'memkar. Big statement of the Rashbam. This is a transaction. Shani shibaditi lachatzerai b'shvil me'mecha. V'mata chozerbach ani lo'ech serbi. And you want to be chozer, but I'm not chozer, so you don't have the right to be chozer. The Ritva writes that the Baal HaGag is mezaka to the Baal HaChatzer, the Etzem HaGag, to be mekabel the mayim that comes from the Gag. And the Gag is a davar sheyesh bo mamish, meaning there are a lot of problems with this Rashbam, that it's some sort of transaction, that what are we trading? You're going to give me the water and that ultimately comes from this roof, and I'm giving you the rights to dump the water in my Chatzer. So the Ritva says, the Chazak of the Baal HaChatzer is a Chazak sheni mataina, because the water is a davar sheyesh bo mamish, and it's the Achronim Ad, it's a Davar Shelo B'Liolam, the water isn't here yet, and yet I'm still saying that I was somehow Kona this water. So the Ritva says, no, I'm actually being Kona the roof, meaning we're like partners in the roof. You own the roof as far as that it provides you protection and shade and everything else that a roof would, and you take full responsibility for repairing it and whatever, and everything else that ownership of a roof relates to. And I own the roof insofar as I'm entitled to the water that hits the roof. So that's the it's not a transaction, it's that I made a kinyan on the roof itself. So that's how the Ritva understands. Now there is a further machlokas Rishonim. Let's let's say the Balagag wants to knock down his roof, he wants to take it down. Is he authorized to do so? Meaning, how far does the claim of the Balachatza that I'm entitled to this water go? Is he able to say, I'm entitled to this water, and therefore, not only can you not close the pipe that's dumping the water, you can't stop you can't even close the roof, you can't even get rid of the roof that's creating this flow of water. So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Ra'ah is quoted by the Ran that the Balagag is able to knock down his roof or to make an aliyah over the gag, and the Balachatzer cannot be ma'akev because the water is not his water except for when the roof is still around. But if the roof is not around, so the gag is not meshuba to the guy, the water is meshuba to the guy. The Nimuke Yosef, however, disagrees, and he says that just like the Balagag is not able to be oker the tsinor that is coming down from the roof, he also can't be soser as gago. And he says it sounds that way from the Ritva, and the Balachatzer has a chazaka on the roof itself, because otherwise it would be a chazaka sheni matayna, meaning that was the Ritva. I mean, this fits very nicely with the idea of the Ritva that the Balachatzer has partial ownership of the roof. So you can't knock it down because it's my roof too. So if that's the model that you're going with, not like the Rashbam, that it's just a transaction. I bought that water for the rights of my chatzin. No, but I'm an owner of that roof. If I'm an owner of that roof, then you're certainly not allowed to knock down that roof. Says the Gemara further, Itmar, Rabbi Oshia Amar Ma'akev, Rabbi Chama Amar Eino Ma'akev. It was machlokes between Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Chama whether the Bala Chatzer can actually stop the Balagag from closing up the water. Azul Shaila the Rabbi Bisa Amalu Ma'akev. They asked Rabbi Bisa, and he agreed with Rabbi Oshia that it's Ma'akev. Kariyale Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said about this, these three psakim from these Gedolei Yisrael, Vachut HaMashulash Lo B'meheri Yenatek. The three-pronged cord will not quickly be snapped. This is a three generations in one family. Rabbi Oshia is the son of Rabbi Chama, who is the son of Rabbi Bisa. So Rabbi Oshia, who is the grandson, agreed to Rabbi Bisa, the grandfather, that you can be ma'akev. The middle generation disagreed, but we're commenting on how amazing it is that you have such a family of three generations of such gedolim. That's I was just at the YU Chag HaSmicha on Sunday, and one of the things that they highlighted, which was quite beautiful, was how many musmachim had that their grandfathers also got smicha from Yeshiva University. So many of them still alive. So it was a very beautiful thing. That's the Chut HaMashulash. Love it. Well, it would be a Chut HaMashulash, I guess, if the fathers also had. I don't know how many of the middle generation has, but that would be Chut HaMashulash Lo B'Meiri Yenatek. Says the Tosos, so Chut HaMashulash Lo B'Meiri Yenatek. Kama hayu shein vavoseim vavosavoseim hayu talmidei chacham v'lo kamar aleihem achud hamashulash. Meaning, this isn't the only rabbinic family. You know, it's a known thing that there are times where rabbis have kids who are rabbis and grandchildren who are rabbis. Sometimes people go into the family business, or even if not rabbis, talmidei chachamim. So sometimes the rabbis are not talmidei chachamim, sometimes the talmidei chachamim are not rabbis. But you have generations of talmidei chachamim within families. So what's the big deal over here that we're highlighting it right here? No, because it was three generations that got to see each other. You have to realize what the life expectancy was back in those days. It was not that common for a grandfather to be able to see his grandchild actually become a Talmud Chacham. Meaning he was a Mora Hara already. He was paskening Alachos already, the grandson, because they went to the grandfather afterwards, right? They went and asked the Shaila afterwards to the grandfather. So obviously the grandson had paskened while the grandfather was still alive and still had his wits about him, that he was able to pass an halacha. That's something. To be able to point to that three generations are able to see each other. The Rabbi Oshia was apparently heads and shoulders above everybody else in his generation, and that's why Rabbi Oshia gets mentioned first, even though he is the younger one, even though he's the son. So you would think you would want to mention the father before the son. So this is the idea of chut hamashulash lo b'meri yinatek. Some of the Achronim point out it's not chut hamashulash me'olam lo yinatek. It's chut hamashulash lo b'meheri yinatek, because the Torah is still something you still have to work at it. You still have to learn Torah. It doesn't happen automatically that, oh, once we had the three generations, so then it's going to stay like that. No guarantees for anything. A person still has to learn. It's just that he was born with certain advantages. If he comes from generations of Talmidei Chachamim, but certainly there's no guarantee for it. Says the Gemara further, Chalona Mitzris Ein La Chazaka. The Mishnah said that a Chalona Mitzris, which is a tiny little Chalon, you don't have a Chazaka on such a Chalon to be able to keep such a window. So says the Gemara, Maishna Gabe Sulam De Lo Mefarish, Maishna Gabe Chalon De Mefarish. You know, when it came to a Sulam Mitzris, the Mishnah didn't explain what exactly. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Sulam Mitzri Ein La Chazaka. Sulam Mitzri has no chazaka. Say Echidami Sulam Mitzri. The Gemara says, what is a Sulam Mitzri? How big is a Sulam Mitzri? Amri Dver Abayane Kol Sheno Arba Chavakin. If it doesn't even have four steps, that's what we call a Sulam Mitzri. That's a step ladder. If it has four steps or more, that's already a ladder. So Sulam Mitzri is defined as a very tiny ladder, only has three steps. Chalona Mitzri Sein Lo Chazaka. So now the Gemara asks, Maishna Gabe Sulam De Lo Mefaresh U Maishna Gabe Chalona. Why is it by a ladder we don't explain in the Mishnah itself what a Sulam HaMitzri is? We relied on the Gemara to clarify what a Sulam HaMitzri is, yet when it comes to a Chalon, we're very explicit in the Mishnah what a Chalon HaMitzri is, that you can't stick your head through it, it's so tiny. So Mishum Dekabaya Fluger Rabbi Yehuda B'Seifa. The only reason the Mishnah elaborates on the Chalon is because there's going to be a chilik within a small window that Rabbi Yehuda makes. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, a small window maybe is Ein Lo Chazaka, but if you build a frame around the window, so then it shows a certain level of permanence, then it would have a chazaka even if it's a very tiny window. So since the Mishnah wants to make a chilik within the small window, it has to first define what the small window is. But by the latter, there are no chilukim. It's just a straightforward halacha about a Sulam HaMitzri, and therefore it's unnecessary to define it in the Mishnah. If one builds a window under Dalet Amos, he has a chazaka on that window that he's allowed to keep it there because v'yachal limchos, because the neighbor is able to make a macha'a as soon as you build it, that you're going to be able to peek into my chatzer. I'm going to lack all this privacy because you have a window that you could see right through. So he's able to make a macha'a when you want to build it, but once you built that window and he didn't make a macha'a, you now have a chazaka in it. L'malame arba amos, but if you put a window in your house more than 4 amos off the ground, Ein lo chazaka ve'ein lo yachalimchus. First of all, you don't have a chazaka in that window, and if later the neighbor wants to say, you know, I want to build a wall right next to that window where it's going to block it, or something of that nature, so you don't have a chazaka to be able to have that window, and the neighbor can't really be mocha that you're not allowed to build that window because it's not affecting him whatsoever. It's not having any effect on his life. You can't see through the window anyway. Rabbi La Amar Afil Malame Aramos Ein lo chazaka v'yachalimchus. That even above Dalet Amos, you don't get a chazaka on your window, and the neighbor can make a macha'a. So what are they arguing about? Whether you do or do not have a chazaka on a window that's lamala mi arba amos. Sorry, not whether you do. Everyone agrees you don't have a chazaka, but whether he's able to be mocha on a window that's lamala mi dalet amos, can the neighbor make a macha? I don't want you to have that window there. So lema b'kofen al midas sedom kamifulgi. It seems that they're arguing about kofen al midas sedom, meaning kofen al midas sedom. We normally translate as zenena v'zelo chaser. That one guy is getting hana'a, the other guy isn't losing anything from it. So why would you stop him from doing something that he's benefiting from if it doesn't cost you anything? It doesn't make you lose anything. The real sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser is a sugya in the second parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, in Ketzer HaRegel, where we discuss a person squatting in someone else's property. Can you charge him back rent for the time that he squatted in the property? It's so interesting that throughout Shas, we have many places where the Gemara mentions the notion of Kofen al Midas Sedom in that sugya, which is often viewed as the primary sugya of Kofen al Midas Sodom, the words Kofen al Midas Sodom do not appear in that sugya. And it could be that it's not really, that sugya is not really an example of Kofen al Midas Sodom. It's a discussion in the Rishonim over there, because there's a big difference between me trying to stop you from building a window in your house, in your own house, that doesn't affect me whatsoever. Take that as an example, that would be Kofen al Midas Sodom, versus me telling you, hey, what were you doing in my house all this time? I never told you you're allowed to be in my house. That maybe is a little bit less of a Kofen al Midas Sodom. That's just a question of how much does a person have to pay for hana'ah that he got from somebody else, even if it didn't cost the other person anything. So that's more about tashlumin on hana'ah. It's a discussion in the Rishonim over there. But over here, maybe this is a Kofen al Midas Sodom issue. Am I allowed to make a macha and say, I don't want that window more than 4 amos off the ground in your house? It doesn't affect me at all. So maybe that's what they're arguing. The Mar Sover Kofin, or Mar Sover Ein Kofin. That if you hold that I'm allowed to make a macha, then Ein Kofin al Midas Sodom. We can't say you're not losing anything, so deal with it. But if I'm not able to make a macha, and I have to let you have that window, that speaks Kofin al Midas Sodom. I'm not losing anything, so deal with the fact that there's a window there. Look, the Kuli Alma Kofin. Now everyone agrees Kofin al Midas Sodom. Why would I be able to stop you from getting ana when it doesn't cost me anything? Vishaini Yachadam Le Zimn de Musfas Sharshifa to Seich Vekayemes Vekachazis. No, over here we assume that it is going to be chaser. That what's the chaser going to be? You might take a step stool and stand up on it and be able to peek over the wall, peek through the window and see into my chaser, and it's going to invade my privacy. So don't tell me that this is a Kofin. This is not an example of Kofen al Midas Sodom. I'm not just stam trying to make you get rid of your window. I don't want you to invade my privacy. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim. This whole discussion about a window below Dalet Amos, above Dalet Amos, what kind of window are we talking about? Are we talking about a Chalon Hatsuri, a Chalon Hamitzri? The Mishnah said a Chalon Hamitzri is a very tiny window, and there is no Chazaka typically on a Chalon Hamitzri. So what type of window are we talking about over here? The Rashbam explains, and other Rishonim as well, that this machlok is by a chalon tsuri, which is much more kavua and is yeshlo chazaka. So the Amram say, yeah, when's the yeshlo chazaka? When it's within dalet amos of the ground, because you want to open up a window to use that window, and you're being mazik the bala chatzer, and therefore, if he wanted to make a macha, he should have made a macha right away. But the malame arba amos, where you're not going to be able to use that window easily anyway, so there's no neza kavua, there's no chazaka on it. When it's the malame, if the guy can make a macha. But what about a chalon mitzri? So says Rashbam, even below Dalet Amos there would be no chazaka on a chalon mitzri because it's not kavua. So that's the machlokas Rishonim. According to this shita, can you be mocha on a chalon mitzri lemata mi Dalet Amos? Rashbam says no. The Ramban says yes. But that is all one approach in the Rishonim, that the whole machlokas is about a chalon tsuri. However, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted over here in Tosus Dibra Maskel Lamato, he says, Rabbeinu Tam Farish Da'iri Bechalon Mitzris. And other Rishonim agree to that as well, to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Rimagash, and the Balamor, and many others, that the Machlokas Amoraim is Dafka by a Chalon Mitzri that does not have a Chazaka. So we're making Nukimta. When do we say a Chalon Mitzri does not have a Chazaka? That's if it's Lemaila Midal Ramos. But a Chalon Tsuri of any height, or a Chalon that's made for light, which is something that's shalkvius, even the malami dalaramos would be yeshlo chazaka. And Rabbeinu Tam says that his brother, the Rashbam, was chozer bo besof yamav and was moda l'shitaso. That's what is quoted in the Rashba, the Ran, that Rabbeinu Tam said, even though it looks like it's a disagreement between me and my brother, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, he says it happens to be that I know that my brother, before he died, was chozer bo. I think Rashbam was the older brother. Rashbam was the one that learned with Rashi. I think Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn with Rashi. Rashbam writes in his commentary, the Akdamah to his commentary to Chumash, or maybe in some place in his commentary to Chumash, that I think in the Akdamah, that he's writing a commentary to Chumash that's al pi pshat, because Rashi had charata. He said when he was learning with his grandfather, he said Rashi had charata at the end of his life, that he didn't do more al pi pshat, that he did everything al pi midrashe chazal, and therefore, you know, makom yiniach lo, to write a perush al pi pshat. Obviously, Rashi didn't do the wrong thing. Rashi gained a certain amount of popularity and importance and chashivas in Jewish history and Jewish Jewish learning, but the Rashbam felt that that because Rashi had Charatz, so Rashbam was the one that learned with Rashi. Rabbein in time is saying that before my older brother died, he had Charatz on this pshat in Bambasa Daf Nun Tes, and he agreed to me. Okay, who does the Kamed Rabbi Ami? Shadre the Kamed Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. Someone came to ask this very shaila to Rabbi Ami, meaning it was a chalon that was in the Maila Midalad Amos, and he wanted to know if he's able to be mocha or not. Meaning the neighbor wanted to make a macha. Does he have a right to make a macha? So he sent him to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. Amalei Avalei Rabbi La, and he sent along the message. You know, you should pass him like Rabbi La over here. Amar Shmuel Ula Ora Afilu Kol Shu Yesh La Chazaka. If the window is made for light, then even if it's very small, even if it's a tiny little window, then it's Yesh La Chazaka. Then there would be a chazaka if it's made for light. What does it mean if it's made for light? How do you know if the window was made for light? Rashbam explains that if it's made for light, it's yesh l'chazaka because that's shel kvius. No one ever wants to have dark in his house. So obviously, if you made a window for light to allow light into the house, that obviously is meant to be there for kvius. But how do you tell? How do you know if he meant it for light or not? So there are five different shittos in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel says that any chalon that's made that allows light in is not necessarily called the ora, is called the ora, even if there are other windows. Meaning, if this adds light to the house, if practically it adds light to the house, that's called la ora. And that's how the Rush and the Ritva say as well, that that's the pashtus of the Lashon, that if it adds light, then it's a davar shel kvius. The Ramban and the Ritva quote from the Rashbam that it's only called the ora if it's the only source of light in the house. But whenever there's another source of light, another window, then this would not be called the ora. The Ramban himself says that it's mashma from the Yerushalmi that la ora means that it's a skylight. That if it's a window in the wall of the house, that's not called the ora. It's got to be a skylight for it to be called la ora. Then you have the Rashba writes that a chalon shel ora you could tell by its construction, by its structure, by how it's made. If it's tsar mi bechutz and rachav mi bifnim, if it's narrow on the outside and it widens toward the inside so the light expands into the house, that is la ora. If you wanted to use the window to see outside, you certainly wouldn't have it narrower going on the outside. Obviously, the window is meant for the inside as it broadens and the light spreads out on the inside. The Rivash says that the Shitas HaRambam, the way he reads the Rambam in the 7th paragraph of Shechinim, is that it all depends on what the Kavana of the person who's building the window is. But I don't know how you can tell that, how you can know what his Kavana is. Okay, says the Mishnah, Haziz ad tefach yesh lo chazaka. If you have a protrusion coming out of your roof, a good place to hang something like a hook, so up until one tefach, you have a chazaka on that ziz, even though it protrudes out into someone else's chatzer. The yachalimchos, and therefore the someone who wants to build the ziz, the bala chatzer, can say, no, you're not allowed to do this. Pachos mitafach ein lo chazaka vein yochel limchos. If it's less than a tefach, so there's no chazaka and he cannot be mocha. So Rashbam right away points out, but Gemara mefarish mi no yochel limchos mimi. Who's not allowed to be mocha? I'm not allowed to be mocha if you try to build a protrusion out into my property, or you're not allowed to be. Who's not allowed to be mocha exactly? So we'll see that in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yassi, Amar Rabbi Mani, va'amri la, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Mani, hechzik betefach, hechzik bedalid. Rabbi Mani had this chiddush that once you have a chazaka on a ziz of one tefach, so you're allowed to have a ziz of four tefachim. You're allowed to expand it to four tefachim. So my kamar, ask kamar, that sounds very unreasonable. How could that be? That it's, as Rashbam says, it's a milsa below taima. That if the bala chatzer was okay with me protruding a ziz one tefach out into his chatzer, so he has to be okay with me going four tefachim out into his chatzer. Can zoning laws work that way? Oh, we gave you a variance. You go 2 feet. Okay, so you must be okay with 8 feet. Too. So I'm going to build that. No, that's it. He was okay with 2 feet. He wasn't okay with 8 feet. How can you say such a thing? So I'm Rabbi Hachikamer. Hechzik rochav tefach b'meshach arba. Hechzik rochav arba. No, what it means to say is that if my ziz goes out the four tefachim into your chatzar and it's only one tefach wide, so the assumption is that if you were okay with being four tefachim long and one tefach wide, you'd be okay with it being four tefachim wide as well, because the makom chashuv is dalet al dalet. So once you saw me move four tefachim in one direction, you understood that the plan was that it's going to be dalet al dalet it ultimately. That it was ultimately going to be a makom chashuv, and you were okay with that. So then the Mishnah said, if the ziz is less than a tefach, so there's no chazaka, and you can't be mocha. That means that the balagag cannot be mocha bebalachatzer. He can't say to him, I don't want you using my ziz. I put this protrusion out into your chatzer. So the balagag cannot be mocha on the balachatzer. I don't want you using this ziz, because the balagag isn't going to lose anything when the balachatzer uses the ziz. Balachatzer is not going to have any sort of hezek ri'iyah. He's not going to see into the balagag's house or anything like that. But isn't he using up space on the ziz? Isn't that a loss? So Rashbam in the third to last skinny line, Vimishum de Mali Makum Aziz, Shakshav in Yachal Balagag Littles Bo Chafetzav, Lahalo Chashinan, the Kivan de Inlo Chazak of Yachal Zeb Balchatz Lachatkul Aziz, Imisarich Kolshkin Shinishamish Babodan Talabavir Shalom. Meaning, if the Balachatzer is allowed to cut down the ziz, so obviously he's allowed to use it, and you can't, the Balagag can't say, oh, you're using up all the space on my ziz. Okay, so I'll knock off your ziz, and then you won't have any space on your ziz ever. So of course he's allowed to use it from that perspective. The whole issue over here is, can the balagag say, I don't like when you get so close, you're going to see into my property? So that's what we're saying, that no, the balagag has no such taina, because the balaziz can't really see into his property. Aval, balachatzer bebalagag, yochel imchos. But the balachatzer can say to the balagag, listen, I know you have the ziz, I don't want you using it though. Because every time you go out on that ziz, you're able to peer down into my chatzer, and that's a hezek ri'iyah. So Rav Yehuda amar afilu balachatzer bebalagag, eino yochel imchos. Rav Yehuda disagrees. He says, even the balachatzer is not able to be mocha on the balagag. So lema behezek ri'iyah kamiflugi. Maybe they're arguing about the very nature of hezek ri'iyah. Demar sav shmei hezek, demar sav lav shmei hezek. That if you hold that it's shmei hezek, that being able to see into someone else's property is a real issue, so then the balachatzer should be able to have a taina on the balagag. And if you hold hezek ri'iyah lav shmei hezek, that's not called damage just because you could see, and therefore the balachatzer should not be able to be moch on the balagag. Says marlo the kuli alma shmei hezek. Everyone agrees hezek ri'iyah shmei hezek. V'shayin yach. Don't worry, I'm not going to be using the ziz to put things in b'derech kviyos. Every once in a while, I'm going to go there to hang something on it. When I do that, I'll turn my back, so I won't see your chatzer. Of course, hezekriya is shmei hezek, but he's saying I won't even do hezekriya. And the other one says, yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Meaning, the other opinion says, yeah, you're telling me now that you're going to turn your back. I don't trust it. You're always going to turn your back every time you come on that ziz. Okay, new Mishnah. Leiftach adam chalonos of the chatzar ha-shutfin. A person should not open up his windows into a chatzar ha-shutfin. Meaning, even though I am one of the shutfin in that chatzar and I go in that chatzar all the time, I still can't open up new windows into that chatzar. Lakach bayis b'chatzar ha-cheres, leiftach adam b'chatzar ha-shutfin. Similarly, if I buy a house that's in a neighboring chatzar, I cannot open up a new door from that house that goes directly into this chatzar ha-shutfin. Bana li al gabe beso. If I build an extension on top of my house, leiftach adam b'chatzar ha-shutfin, I cannot open up that aliyah directly into the chatzar shutfin. Aliyim ratza bonus achedil fnimi beso, bon aliyah al gabi beso, uposcha letoch beso. If I want, I can cut the room of my house in half by building a wall inside of my house, and the aliyah can dump into that room, and it will still be just one door that comes out from my house into the chatzar. Why does the Mishnah only talk about opening up new windows and new doors into a chatzar ha-shutfin, even if it's not my chatzar at all, it's only your chatzar? I'm also not allowed to open up new windows and new doors. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's obvious. Obviously, I'm not allowed to open up windows into your chatzar. One might have thought that if it's a chatzar shutfin, I can say, what does it bother you if I open up a new door, a new window? Anyway, it's not your private chatzar. You anyway have to act with a certain sense of modesty because I'm there all the time. So he might say to him, yeah, but that was only in the chatzar. Now I have to be careful even in the bayis. Why would I have to be careful now even in the bayis? Because there's another door into the chatzar. So Ritosus writes, Pirush kisha'ata b'bayis. When you're in your house, so I used to be safe if I saw that your door was closed. But now you have a window up there. So now I'm not safe. Okay, there's another, there are other pshatim as well, but let's just finish up over here. Tan Rabbanan. Maisa badim echad, shepasa chalonav l'chatzar ha-shofin, obalifnei Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, amr lo echzakta b'ni echzakta. That once you opened up those windows and you didn't say anything at first, you already have a chazaka. Obalifnei Rabbi Chia amar, yagato pasachta, yageo usatom. That if you put in the effort to open up the window, now put in the effort to close the window. You don't have a chazaka. Amr av Nachman v'listom, even though they have this argument about whether you have an immediate chazaka in opening a window, if someone built a wall right in front of your window and you didn't say anything, that's a chazaka that wall is allowed to be there immediately. Typically, if you block off someone's light, they wouldn't just stand idly by and let that happen. And therefore, if he didn't make a macha immediately, so we assume that that it's a chazaka that he's allowed to have that wall there, and that he's allowed to block off the light. Okay, but we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.